Hi, this is Sasami. I'm from Los Angeles. This is my music journey.
Sasami doesn't have to apologize for releasing her 10-track self-titled debut. She spent the last decade helping other artists make music. Whether adding vocals, playing keyboard, bass, guitar, strings, or horns, Sasami has contributed to studio recordings by Curtis Harding, Vagabond, and Hand Habits, among others. But while on tour with the band Cherry Glazer last year, she began writing songs that would reflect how relationships can shift in a matter of months.
A lot of changes relationship-wise. Like, I was newly single when I first started writing it, and then kind of had multiple half-baked relationships throughout the year of making it, and at the end kind of having this realization that, like, it doesn't really matter what your relationship status is. You just kind of, like, have to be grounded in yourself. And I think the same is, like, true for being a musician, too, because I think it's easy to lose sight of the fact that it's, like, truly about music, which is the most special thing. There were many times where I thought, oh, I could maybe work on this more and it could be a better song. But I really wanted to, like, maintain the integrity of a lot of my original ideas and, like, kind of in-the-moment ideas. So that's pretty much everything that's on the record.
The one exception, Not the Time, which transformed in the studio with the help of Sasami's younger brother, Juju.
When I originally wrote it, it was kind of like a country song. It was kind of like a Neil Young type country folk song. I was like in Alabama when I wrote it. I was on tour and I was like listening to a lot of like southern music and like folk music. But when he kind of played that new groove, it totally changed the song. Yeah, I mean, he worked on the production of the album too, so he was a very important person. And also, I just trust him, and we have really similar tastes. I mean, working with your sibling can be like the best and worst thing ever.
Sasami felt like she had the best of both worlds musically too, because of her parents.
I grew up in a household where my mother is Korean, so she played a lot of classical music, but my dad is American, so he listened to a lot of classic American rock music. When I was a kid, my dad used to make mix CDs with Steely Dan and Fleetwood Mac on them. So yeah, kind of a mixed background. And then I started studying French horn in middle school. So yeah, kind of a mixed background between classical stuff and rock stuff. Once I tapped into the fact that it's actually like a superpower to be bilingual between the like written music world and the more free music world, I think it kind of opened up a lot of possibilities for me.
Sasami hinted at a possible return to her classical roots. For now, she's touring on her guitar-driven debut. She performs Sunday night at the Rumba Cafe. You can hear more from Sasami Ashworth in the Music Journeys podcast at wcbe.org.